Torah Way, Northwest London, Wednesday, Chof Beis Sivan, the 2nd of June, Rabbi Yoni Rosenfeld Shlita, do mitzvahs need kavona?
Good morning, Rabbi Saad. Abi Moiri, everybody here, Shalom Aleichem. It's always, always an honor to be here speaking at Torah Way. Thank you for having me. So there's a shayla here. Very nogea to everybody, every single day. Do mitzvahs need kavana or not? Something practical to every Jew, basically every second of the day, because there's sesh mitzvahs to vidyas. So there's a mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. The mishnah tells us in Rosh Hashanah, the chazayin of a base, it's a famous mishnah. If a person's walking past the shul and he hears kol shofar, he's walking past the shul in Rosh Hashanah, he hears kol shofar, says the mishnah, kivin libo yatsa. If he had in mind, he wanted to fulfill the mitzvah, he's yotzer. If he didn't have in mind, he's not yotzer. Ad kan divrei Mishnah. It would seem, posh pshat in the Mishnah, that mitzvahs need kavanah. That's what the Mishnah says. In kiven libo yotzer. Ve'im lo kiven libo lo yotzer. That's what it would appear from the Mishnah. But the Gemara Daf Chavches says an interesting maisa. They sent a letter to the father of Shmuel. And the letter says as follows. What happens if Goyim forced a person to have matzah? They forced him. So he's now Tesvav Nisan, he's eating his matzah. But why is he eating his matzah? Because he was forced. And the letter says Yatzah. He's Yatzah. Now when the guy's eating matzah because he's forced to eat, he's not doing it L'shem Mitzvah. He's doing it because he's afraid of bodily harm. Amar Rava. Rava says, a famous line of Rava, Zois Oimeres. We can see from here a rule. Mitzvahs aim. Tzrichas Kavana. Hatoikeh l'shir yotzah. Rava says the famous line. If a person blows shofar on Rosh Hashanah, why? Why is he blowing shofar? He's a musician. He wants to make a nice sound on Rosh Hashanah. And after he makes a sound, he says, oh, the sound that I just made is exactly the tkiyas and truas that I need to be yotzah. Says Rava, zoysoy meres, hatoikeh l'shir yotzah. If a person blows shofar in order to make a nice musical sound, Halach is yoytzer. So Rava learns clearly from this memory of Shmuel that if Goyim force a person to eat matzah, the halach is yoytzer. Rava says, Zoysei Neres, Hatukeh Lashir Yotzah, Mitzvah's Ein and Tzrichas Kavana. So that's the opinion of Rava, that's black and white in the Gemara. So the question is, how's Rava going to understand the Mishnah? Because the Mishnah says if you're walking past the Shul on Rosh Hashanah, only if you had in mind to be yoytzer, yoytzer. But if you didn't have in mind to be yoytzer, you're not yoytzer. So the Gemara says a chiddush. The Gemara says, do you know how Rava will learn the Mishnah? Rava will learn the Mishnah that when you heard that voice, Sava Chumra Ba'almahu, he thought it was a donkey, it was the sound of a horse making a noise, he wasn't sure what it was. Then Rava says, you're not Yotzer. Only if you knew what you were doing, are you Yotzer. So it comes out then, according to this Gemara, the Gemara answers up for Rava, we have now a level where Rava agrees, if you don't know what you're doing, then you're not Yotzer. Although Rava agrees you don't need Kavana to be Yotzer the Mitzvah. For example, if I blow shofar in order to make a nice sound, Rava holds your yotzer, it's fine. But you have to know that this is a shofar and this is a sound. If you think it's a donkey, you think it's just a noise that's being made from an animal, then Rava holds you not yotzer. So we're going to build in Yotzer Hashem. We have a Mishnah in Psachim Daf Kuf Yadalet. And the Mishnah says over there, Heviyu lefanov, if you bring to a person karpas, metabal bechazeres, you dip it in chazeres, you dip it in this horseradish, and you make a bo pri adama. Now Rish Lakish says the following. Rish Lakish says, you know what I see from this Mishnah? I see something unbelievable. When the guy had karpas, so the halach is he dips, he makes a bo pri adama, and then you bring him another mara later on. It says Rish Lakish, why do you have to bring him mara later on? The halach is karpas is one of the five bitter herbs that you yotzer mara midiraisa on. That's the halacha. Karpas is a bitter herb you yotzer mara on. So if karpas is a bitter herb you yotzer mara on, so why do you have to have mara again later? Surely you yotzer when you had your karpas. Says Reish Lakish, you know what I see from here? Mitzvahs need kavana. Do you know why mitzvahs need kavana? Because if mitzvahs don't need kavana, why do you have to have mara a second time? When you had karpas the first time, you were yotzer. A beautiful svar of Reish Lakish. Pardon?
What chazer has to do with the kavanah?
No, chazer, you don't need. When you had chazer as the first time, you didn't have kavanah. Yet the halacha is you have to have mara a second time. Why do you have to have mara a second time? You know, you had the first time. You already had mara. Elamai, because when you had it the first time, you didn't have kavanah. You didn't want to be yotzer the mitzvah. You were doing it out of the seder of karpas. You don't want to have in mind to be yotzer mara. So it's Reish Lakish. You know what I see from here? Mitzvahs need kavanah. So it comes out right now. It's machlekes Rav Reish Lakish. Rava says hatakele shiyotza. Mitzvahs don't need kavana. Resh Lakish says m'sachim black and white. Kifidala dama base. Black and white. Resh Lakish says mitzvahs trichas kavana. The Gemara brings a brisa. The Tanakama, we don't know who he is. The Tanakama holds achal if he ate matzah v'lo yiskaven yatza. A person ate matzah without kavana. Do you know what he ate? He was hungry. Boshu. He ate because he was hungry. He didn't have a mind to be yotza the mitzvah. He just was hungry. Says the Tanakama yoyotza. Amar Rabbi Yossi says no. The fact that you have to bring morah a second time means mitzvahs need kavana. So the Tanakhama says black and white. M'sachim kuf yudal adam abeis. Black and white, the Tanakhama says. Mitzvahs einon trichas kavana. If you ate without kavana, you're yotza. Rabbi Yossi holds, no. The fact that you have to have morah after you have your karpas means mitzvahs do need kavana. Because if mitzvahs don't need kavana, why do you have to have morah a second time? So it comes out this machlokes is machlokes Rabbi Yossi Tanakhama Rava against Reish Lakish. So now what do we do? We have a machlokes Tanaim and a machlokes Amoraim over this Nakuda. Who wins, Rabbi Yossi or Tanakhama? Rava or Reish Lakish? The Torah in Siman Samach in Hilchos Kriyas Shema brings down this machlokes. And the Torah in Tavkuf Peites in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah brings down a number of Rishonim discussing who the halacha is like. Do we pass in like Rava or Reish Lakish? Rabbi Yossi or Tanakhama? He brings down, the first one he himself brings down, maybe mitzvahs don't need kavana. But then he says, my father, Adoidi, Moiri, Harosh, the Torah's father, the Rosh holds, mitzvahs need kavana. And he says, this is the opinion of the Bahag. The Bahag and the Rosh hold, mitzvahs need kavana, like Reish Lakish, like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi goes against the Tanakhama, says, Gemara in Erevin, on Daf Nun Aleph, Daf Mem Aleph, Daf Nun Vav. The Gemara says in Erevin, Halacha k'Rabbi Yossi, Mechavei Rav. Which is interesting. Even Rabbi Akiva, the great Rabbi Akiva, he only beats one of his friends. Rabbi Yossi, halacha k'Rabbi Yossi mechavei rov. Rabbi Yossi beats the whole chabura. Rabbi Yossi beats everyone. So now we can understand why the Rishonim who paskin mitzvahs need kavana. Because Rabbi Yossi, halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, nemukah yimoy, the Gemara Gittin says. Rabbi Yossi always had his reasoning with him. That's why there's a period called nemukah Yosef. Nemukah, he had his reasoning with him. So I can understand the Rishonim who hold mitzvahs trichas kavana. But there are major Rishonim, the Torah brings the Tavkuf of Peites, who hold mitzvahs don't need kavana. He brings the Maharit Skias. He brings Rabbeinu Chananel. He brings the Rashba and Shuvas. He brings the Goinim. So we have a major, major machlokes Rishonim. And who do we paskin like? We have Rava against Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yossi against the Tanakhama. Says the Beis Yosef in Tavkuf of Peites. And we know, the Shulchan Aruch has a famous rule of the Beis Yosef. He has three main Rebbeim. You don't mess with the big three, according to the Beit Yosef, Maran HaShulchan Aruch. The Beis Yosef holds the big three are the Rosh, the Rif, and the Rambam. Says the Beis Yosef, in Tavkuf Peites, the Rosh, the Rif, and the Rambam hold mitzvahs, tzrichas, kavana. Says the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, but the Shulchan Aruch now in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Kirishma and Siman Samach, says the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Oimim, mitzvahs, einan tzrichas kavana. V'yesh oimrim, mitzvahs trichas kavana. Says the Shulchan Aruch, v'chein hilchasa. The halacha is, mitzvahs need kavana. Azeh paski marana Shulchan Aruch and Shimon Samach. Comes the Shabur and Sifkat and Zayin and explains, what does it mean, mitzvahs trichas kavana? What does it mean? Says the Mishabur, he wants to dispel a notion, a big misconception amongst many. You may ask a person, what does kavana mean? And a person may answer you, do you know what kavana means? You need to concentrate when you do a mitzvah. For example, a person benches. And after he benches, he says, I'm going to be honest with myself. I wasn't concentrating on one word. I'm going to be honest. I was in between two important business meetings. I'm an honest person. I wasn't concentrating. Says the Mishabura, L'kol ha'deyesh yoytza. That is not a machlokes mitzvah trichas kavana. Everybody holds. In such a case, you're yotze. It's not the best way to fulfill the mitzvah, but you're yotze. That is called kavana salev. Kavana salev, there's no machlokes tanayim, no machlokes rishonim, no machlokes amorai. Everyone holds your yotze, but it's not the best thing to do. What is the machlokes tanayim, amorai, and rishonim? Explains the Mishnah Berurah. Before a person does the mitzvah, must they have in mind that I would like to fulfill the mitzvah I'm about to do? What is an example of when you don't want to fulfill the mitzvah, yet you did it? Tekel Hashim. He blew shofar to make a noise. He's a musician. He's not trying to fulfill a mitzvah. What happens if you're a cheder rebbe? And you're teaching your grade how to bench. And you go through every word of benching. And after benching, you say, I just had a sandwich for lunch. Moiridig. And I just benched. That is the machlokes tanaim, amoraim, and rishonim. You benched. You knew what you were doing. You had in mind the words you were saying. But you weren't trying to fulfill your obligation of achalta v'savata berechta. You're trying to teach kids what to do. That's the machlokes tanaim, amoraim, rishonim, two shittas and shulchan aruch. Paskins the shulchan aruch, mitzvah strichas kavana. But there is a third level that we touched on, and we said we'll come to it later. The third level is what's called a misasek. Misasek, I don't know the exact translation of misasek. I think it's like preoccupied. You're not really sure what you're doing. That Rava said in Rosh Hashanah, that if you hear a kol shofar, but you think it's the sound of a horse, you're not yotze. Why? Because you don't know what you're doing. When you blow shofar to make a noise, or you bench to teach kids, you're fully aware of what you're doing. But when a person thought it was a donkey, well, let's give another example. What happens if a person ate on Tesvav Nisan Matzah, but he thought it was a cake? He thought it was a cake. And his wife says, Yankala, that's not a cake, that's matzah. Or another example. What happens if first day Sukkos, the guy's about to go to shul, and he's a bit embarrassed. It's been a year since he's shaken his arba minim. And he's going to be embarrassed, his friends are going to see him, he doesn't have to shake so well. So he says, I've got a great idea. Wake up early, first day Yom Tov. Take 3 minim and a lemon. And practice it with a lemon. That way you're not yotze. And when you go to shul, you won't be embarrassed in front of your friends. So there he is shaking his 3 minim and his lemon. He's having a great time. And his wife walks down and says, Yankala, that's not a lemon. That's an esrog. That's called misasek. That there's no machlokes. That you're not yotze. Why you're not yotze? I don't know what I'm doing. I push a thought as a lemon. When you don't know what you're doing, that's the third level. The third level explains Mishabura in Sif Katan Zayin and Siman Samach and explain them Bi Halacha and Siman Dalet. No one holds you yotze in such a case. There's a shaila by Achila. But if it's not Achila, let's say it's the Anum of Yom Kippur, of Sukkos, the Halacha is you're not yotze because there the Maisa can't be Misyachis to me. How do I connect that to me? I posha don't know what I'm doing. I thought it was a lemon. I thought that the matzah was a cake. In such a case, everybody holds you not yotze. The machlokes is in the second level. I know what I'm doing. I was just, the reason why I blew shofar was to make a noise. The reason why I benched was to teach the kids. On that, there's a machlokes. What's the bi'ah ha-machlokes between the Tanayim, the Amorayim, and the Rishonim? What's bi'ah ha-machlokes? So it's a beautiful Imre Bina. The Imre Bina was written by Rav Meir Orbach. Lived in the 1800s, moved to Eretz Yisrael. He was the first Ashkenazi chief rabbi of Yerushalayim, Rav Meir Orbach. Wrote a sefer called Imre Bina on Shulchan Aruch. In Aruch Chaim Siman Yedalit, he brings down like this. What's the Bi'ah Machlokes? What's Machlokes of Yosi Tanakama? Rava Rish Lakish. They felt that way? Or there's some Amkase. Say. Says the Imre Bina, Mamash Moiridik. He explains like this. What's the source of Mitzvah Srichas Kavana? Where's the Pasuk in the Torah that tells us this? Brings the Imre Bina. He actually quotes the Chaya Adam in the Sefer Zichot Teres Moshe. The Pasuk, Ula Avdoi B'chol Avavchem. You have to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu with all your heart. So that's Gemara in Sanhedrin, Rachman Aliba Boy. Hashem wants the heart. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Kavana Salev. Not just to do, it shouldn't be lip service, it shouldn't be motions. There should be Kavana of the heart. Lo Avdoi B'chol Avavchem explains to Imre Bina, how do you learn it? Do you learn Lo Avdoi B'chol Avavchem is a general mitzvah on all mitzvahs? Or is it a general mitzvah that's specific to each mitzvah? That's part and parcel of every mitzvah. So much so, that if I didn't fulfill this tonight of La'ovda B'chol Avavchem, I haven't actually fulfilled the mitzvah properly. Says the Imre Bina, this is the machlokes. According to the Man D'Omer, mitzvahs ain't Srikas Kavana. La'ovda B'chol Avavchem is a general principle. We want every mitzvah to have kavana, but it's not specific to every mitzvah. It's a general rule. So if you didn't fulfill the general rule, you're not yoke to the mitzvah, because you did the mitzvah. But if you hold mitzvahs need kavana, what's pshat? Says the Imre Bina, big chiddush. Do you know the reason why it's ma'akev b'di'evet? And if you hold mitzvah serichas kavana, if you didn't have kavana, you're not yoke? Because every single mitzvah has two parts to it. I have the mitzvah, and I have another condition of the mitzvah. It's unbelievable. Every single mitzvah, you have to put tefillin on. Part and parcel of tefillin is le'avdoi b'chol avavchem. You have to have heart. You have to have kavana. I have to know that I want to fulfill this obligation of v'yudot tefos b'nenecha u'ksharatam lo'is aladecha. I have to do that. Says the Imre Bina, listen to this. If a person were to put tefillin on without concentration, do you know what would happen? he would be mevatel the asay of ulavdoi b'cholav avchem. Meaning, if I were to put tefillin on without kavana to be yotze, if I were to be yotze the mitzvah, do you know what would come out? I fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin, but I was mevatel the asay of la'avda b'cholav avchem. And if a person says mevatel an asay, you're going to get punished. You can't not fulfill an asay. It's like not putting tefillin on. Therefore, the Torah said you're not yotze. Once you're not yotze, you have to do the whole thing again. Because if you're going to tell me I'm yotze, it's true. I'll get schar for doing the asay, but I'll get punished for being mevatel the asay of la'avda b'cholav avchem, because it's a sprat in every single mitzvah. Therefore, if mitzvahs need kavana, the Torah says you're not yotze. Why? Because if you're yotze, you're going to get punished for not fulfilling la'avda b'cholav avchem. So what's the etzah? You're not yotze, therefore you have to do it again. Do it again with kavana, therefore you get the mitzvah, and therefore you also get la'avda b'cholav avchem. That's the bi'ah machlokes, whether your mitzvah is kavana or not. But based on this, it's going to come out as being a major, major problem. The halacha is mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Azei paski marana mechabe and simen samach. V'chei nechasa. Oh, according to most opinions, it's a doraisa. Correct. The primum god is besupik. But according to most opinions, it's a doraisa this. Yeah, the Rashbam in Bava Brasa, the bi'alacha brings the Rashbam in Psachim, in the 10th perek, that it's mamash adin doraisa. You're not going to be yoytze doraisa. So what about the following shaila then? The bi'alacha discusses this. I'm convinced this happens every single Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos and Klal Yisrael. A guy's a guest in the shul, and he gets called up. And as he's running up to the bimah, the gabba chucks him a talis and says, Yankala, Yankala, talis. He puts his talis on, goes to the bimah. So he did not have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah tzitzis. He was just running. He wasn't even thinking about it. He might have even realized it. So now let's think. Mitzvah shrichas kavana. He did not have kavana when he put on this talis. The gabba put it on him. He wasn't thinking. He ran to the bimah. He put the talis on. We pass kin mitzvahs need kavana. This guy did not have kavana. So he's not fulfilling a mitzvah. We all agree he's not fulfilling a mitzvah right now. So is he wearing Arabic kanfos without doing the mitzvah of tzitzis?
No.
Why not?
Yes. He's got tzitzis on. He just didn't have kavana. You're doing the mitzvah.
So he's not fulfilling a mitzvah wearing the talis. He's not fulfilling a mitzvah. So he's wearing Arabic kanfos and he's not doing a mitzvah.
He got it off.
He's like wearing tzitzis at night. At night I couldn't put a four-corner garment without tzitzis. Or can I? At night, can I wear a four-corner garment?
Machlokes Rambam and the Rosh, if tzitzis is a chayva at night. Yeah.
Tzrichas kavuna doesn't take off the tzitzis.
Ah, okay, so the Olam here want a taina. No, you're not over. That's what I think the Olam here want a taina. Says the Bi'ah Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim, if a person is running to the Bimah, in Bi'ah Halacha, in Siman Samach, and you throw a talis on, and he didn't have kavana to be yotze, it's not just he didn't fulfill the mitzvah, but he's also going to be over the asay. Let's say it's a talis sholah. Let's say it's a borrowed talis. You're not mechuyav to make a bracha. Let's say it's a talis sholah. It's a borrowed talis. You'd have to make a bracha on it. Says the Bi'ah Halacha, it's going to be the guy's going to be over the asay. Because the guy's now wearing a talis, and he's not doing a mitzvah. He ends off by saying the oilam on mekel on this, but he gives the reason why. Do you know the reason why you're not going to be over the asay? Because the person didn't have kavana to wear the talis. It's like you go to Marks and Spencer's, you'd have to put on a jacket. I might be shatnas. So the Pshat is the Gemara Yivama says that it's only a levisha. It's only if you're wearing something. Trying something on is not a chiyav shatnas. So too, when you go to the bimah, you're only trying it on. However, that's a svara by tzitzis. But that won't work for sukkah. What will be the following example? What will be if a guy goes into a sukkah on sukkahs, and he doesn't have a mind to fulfill the mitzvah? He's going into the sukkah to teach his children how to behave in a sukkah. And whilst he's there, he eats. So let's get clear. He hasn't got a mind to fulfill the mitzvah, yeah? He's going in to teach his children how to behave nicely in a sukkah. And whilst he's there, his wife gives him a biscuit and he eats. He has not got in mind to fulfill the mitzvah. Is it now considered that he's eating in the chutzlah sukkah? So according to the Bi'ah Halacha, Pashtus, yes. The guy is now going to be considered you're eating outside of the sukkah. Because I haven't got in mind to fulfill the mitzvah. So therefore I'm not doing a mitzvah. I am not doing a mitzvah of achilas sukkah. So if you're not doing a mitzvah of achilas sukkah, that means you're eating, but you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of achilas sukkah. So eating outside of a sukkah. A pardon?
But Tashvi came to Dili, a person of a chavon, when he walks around in his house, says he's using his house in order to inhabit it.
So you mean about mezuzah?
That's a chalik of mitzvah sikkah. You know what I mean? That you walk in and you enjoy it like you would be living in it. And therefore that's not with... It's not necessarily
being mechavan every second. I hear. So then he wants to tie that I hear, is that when a person walks in, When you go walk in Stamazoi, that's the background kavanah always in your mind. Okay, I hear that.
Also, if he's teaching his children, he's teaching them how to be mekayim the mitzvah in an oifen in which one is mekayim the mitzvah. He's saying, yeah, in other words, he's teaching them, this is what you do when you'll be older, let's say. This is how you'll be mekayim the mitzvah.
So you're saying that's also part of kavanah samitzvah?
Yeah.
Okay, I hear what the oilam are tiny. Let me share with you what Shlomo Zalman Auerbach tines. In Minchas Shlomo, easy to remember. Chelek Aleph, Siman Aleph. He writes as follows. The Bihalocha that we just quoted in Siman Tzamach says black and white. If a person is walking to shul, put the talis on. The halacha is if you haven't got kavana, so at least according to the Bach which he brings, the halacha is you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah, you're wearing upper kanfis now without tzitzis. So what will be the halacha then by sukkah? So the oilam on a time you're going to be yotzeh. Well, the halacha be as follows. What about by mezuzah? So the halacha is, you don't have to think every second you're filling the mitzvah say of mezuzah. Because the second you were kaveh the mezuzah, you made the bracha, that's nimshach forever. What happens though, if you buy your house from Yid? Now you're living in the house. So you never put the mezuzah on. Someone else put the mezuzah on. Now the chiyuv is on you. If you now are in your house and you haven't got in mind to fulfill the mitzvah of mezuzah, are you now going to be over the asay u'chasafim al mezuzah v'secha? Because now you're living in a house, and you haven't got in mind to fulfill the mitzvah of mezuzah. So the oilam are thinking, pashtas not. That's the oilam are tainin. But let me share what Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says. He brings down the minchas chinuch in mitzvah shin chof hei. And the minchas chinuch writes as follows. What happens if you're in a sukkah, and the sukkah's posel, because the mitzvah habal ba'avira? Let's say, for example, I mean, it's not because we have a posuk of lecha. But let's say, for example, you're in a sukkah and the schach is stolen. So now you're in a sukkah and it's mitzvah bar ba'avira. So you're not yotza. So let me ask the Olam HaShaila. Now you're in a sukkah and the sukkah's posel because the mitzvah bar ba'avira. Now you're eating in the sukkah. The sukkah, everything is fine with it. It's got four walls, beautiful schach, it's kosher. Except there's a problem. Let's say, for example, the schach was stolen. And now the guy's eating in the sukkah. So is he yotza the mitzvah? No, he's not yotza. Is he now eating outside of the sukkah? No. How do we done him up? Where's he eating? He's eating in a sukkah. He'll get punished for eating outside of the sukkah. He's in a sukkah. He is in a sukkah. It's just, there's a mitzvah of Aveira. So you're not yotzer. Yeah. So now you're eating outside of a sukkah?
Yes.
So says the Minchas Chinuch, an unbelievable chiddush. You know what he says? He says, you're not Mekayim the Asay, but you're also not even the Asay. On the last 6 days of sukkah. I don't want to get too much now. On the last 6 days of sukkahs. He says, you're not Mekayim the Asay, but you're also not about the Lois Asay. So Rabbi Yaki wants the time, like Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach argues with the Minchas Chinuch and said, this can't be. If you're not Mekayim the Asay, avada, you're mevatel the Asay, and you'll get punished for being mevatel the Asay. Like the Bihaloch in Tzitzis. The Bihaloch says in Tzitzis, if you're running up to the Bimah, and someone throws a talis on you, it's not just you're not Mekayim the Asay, you're mevatel the Asay. He will get punished for wearing Arba Kanfois without Tzitzis. That's what the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach argues in the Minchas Chinuch by Mitzvah Bar Ba'avira. The Minchas Chinuch holds Mitzvah Bar Ba'avira, you're not Mekayim the Asay, but you're not Mevatel the Asay. So the Minchas Chinuch writes, it's like he didn't eat. Unbelievable. If a guy ate in a sukkah that's posel because the Mitzvah Bar Ba'avira, it's like he didn't eat. You can't say he ate in a sukkah because it's posel. You can't say he ate out of a sukkah because the sukkah is kosher, just the schach was stolen, it's Mitzvah Bar Ba'avira. So it's like he didn't eat. That's by Mitzvah Bar Ba'avira. Says the Shlomo Zalman, can I apply this rule that you're not Yotze, but you're not Mevatel the Asay, in our case? That was a machlokes from Shlomo Zalman and the Minchas Chinuch by Mitzvah Bar Ba'avira. But what's going to be if there's no Mitzvah Bar Ba'avira? You're doing the mitzvah. You just haven't got kavanah to be Yotze. So he's wearing a talis and he hasn't got kavanah. Is he wearing a beged of Arba Kanfos without tzitzis? He's in a sukkah. And he's going in, let's say for example, a better example. Let's say he's in a sukkah, and he doesn't know it's sukkahs. He thinks it's Erev sukkahs. And he decides to eat. And then he realizes after he ate, it's sukkahs. So for sure he's not yotzeh. Everyone agrees there he's not yotzeh the mitzvah. Is it like he ate out of the sukkah? Zicha, he's not yotzeh. For sure he's not yotzeh. He thought it was Erev sukkahs. That's misasik, that everyone holds you're not yotzeh. Is it not like he ate outside of the sukkah? So according to this Bi'ah Halacha that we're learning now in Siman Samach, L'chayra, you should be over the Asay. You now ki'ilu a outside of the sukkah. That L'chayra is what would come out according to the Bi'ah Halacha. Rav Shlomo Zalman argues on the Bi'ah Halacha. And he brings down as follows. He says, no, there is a halfway house where you haven't fulfilled the Asay, but you haven't been without the Asay. Meaning, You won't get schar for fulfilling that say, but you won't get punished for fulfilling that say. And he brings the following example. Let's say, for example, a person has a house with a roof. Sechiv Doraisa, brought in Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rambam and in the Chinuch, person must make a makah. According to the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, and most poiskim, you make a bracha. Yeah, you make a bracha makah. Asher k'dishan mitzvahs v'tzivanu. On a makah. What happens if the makah was built by a goy? So he wasn't yoytzeh the mitzvah of makah. He has a balcony. And the guy that built the balcony was a goy. So there's no shlichus by a goy. So he did not fulfill his asay of makah. So now he's on the balcony. There is a roof. Is he now over the asay of makah?
It's not applicable.
But he wasn't makayim the asay though.
Have to.
Oh, so that, which one was on the title like Rav Dudi? Mamash listen to Kuda. That if you have a makah, however the makah got there, a goy made it, it came. The wind blew, ate him, and it made a little ring around the balcony, however it came. You can't say the guy's over that say of Lo Sosin Dhamma Bibisecha, he nip on note on the menu. You can't say that. Why? Because the market is there. What if a person pays his poyal, mitzvah say doraisa, but yoma titan tzchori, and he says before he pays him, I don't want to be yoitza the mitzvah of be yoma titan tzchori. I don't want to fulfill the mitzvah, and he gives the guy money. So was he b'kayim the asay of paying his worker? No, he was b'kayim the mitzvah. Is he over the asay? Says Shalom, you can't say that. When the mitzvah is actually done, the mitzvah is done. Just you didn't have in mind, you can say the halfway house. Rav Shlomo Zalman only holds, by mitzvah of al ba'aveira, you can't say this rule. If you're on a sukkah, and it's possible because the mitzvah of al ba'aveira, Rav Shlomo Zalman holds, it's not just you're not makayim the asay, you're mavata the asay. Why? Because by mitzvah of al ba'aveira, that's a problem with the actual mitzvah. The sukkah has a problem in it. Look at the schach. Look, it's stolen. There's a problem with the etzem mitzvah. Masha'enke by mitzvah srichas kavana, Rav Shlomo Zalman comes out of the maskana, you have this halfway house. Because there's no problem with the mitzvah. If I put on tzitzis without thinking about the talis without thinking about the tzitzis, or I'm in a sukkah, and I think it's Erev Sukkahs, and I wasn't thinking about the mitzvah, it's true. I wasn't a kaim that I say. But is there a problem with the actual sukkah? No, the sukkah's fine. It's just my machshavas aren't there. So Rav Shlomo Zalman ends off. Then in such a situation, although you're not the kind that I say, you're not the batal that I say. That's the halfway house that heals by the case where you didn't have kavana for the case of the sukkah and tzitzis. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Sam.